This is the Peace Building with Dr. Pollock Show. You too can be a caller on our show to get free coaching and advice on a workplace conflict you're experiencing. Email us at podcast@pollockpeacebuilding.com. Now let's take a caller.
Hi, thank you. Well, I'm calling in because I'm kind of having an issue at work. I have a manager that I work with. I've been working with them for about a year or so, and it seems like they like to take credit for my ideas and my work. And I've been a little scared to approach them to let them know that this issue is not great for me. So I guess my question would be if I pulled my manager to the side and talked to them, what should I do if they retaliate or want to maybe threaten me and losing my position? What should I do about that?
Let me ask you, have you seen that sort of behavior before from them, like retaliatory behavior?
Yes, it was from another employee. I was not really close to that employee, but I would talk to them from time to time. And it seemed like from that employee's behavior, they put in a lot of work and a lot of passion into what they've been doing. And then shortly after that employee, I guess, maybe approached that manager, a few weeks later, I didn't see them anymore. So it was really unfortunate.
So, I mean, just from what you just said, it sounds like you're not sure what happened, but it seems like, for lack of just transparency or understanding what happened, it seems like there might have been some retaliation for that employee going to the manager with some sort of issue.
Yes, that's what it seems like to me. And I don't want that to happen to me as well.
Okay, got it. So you've seen one example. And so that's kind of giving you the sense that, you know, if there's retaliation and someone lost their job there, it could happen to me.
Yes.
And so you're a little scared. Okay, is this kind of a regular occurrence that you're doing something or coming up with ideas or something and your supervisor is taking credit for it?
Yes, there's been two times so far. And at first I thought the first time, well, maybe my supervisor kind of forgot, it slipped her mind. Mm. But then the second time it seemed a little bit more set in stone. And that's when I really kind of looked at them and I just felt really uneasy about that because I'm the one that put in all of my blood, sweat, and tears into my work. I've spent quite a few nights, you know, staying up late, trying to figure out things. And I really don't know what to do. I'm a little nervous as to approaching my manager.
Is it a he or she, the manager? Or?
Yes, my manager is a she.
What kind of relationship do you have with her? Do you have like a, a friendly relationship? You talk a lot or is it kind of hard to talk to her?
I think it's a little hard to talk to her because she always seems very unapproachable. She's very busy. I work in a brick and mortar company, so I'm, you know, when I do try to reach out to her, she never really wants to give me the time of day. So, you know, I guess I just kind of stay to myself. I do my work and then I try to go home for the evening.
Well, here's the question. Are you willing to take a little bit of a risk? We can talk about how to approach it, but are you willing to take a little bit of a risk rather than just live with this situation?
Absolutely. I'm willing to take any risk.
Okay. If you were to go to her and it's kind of like giving feedback, but not necessarily to a person who's, if she's unwilling to get feedback because she's just that type of person, she's kind of unapproachable. Then, you know, how can we approach her in a different way where it doesn't feel like you're entitled to give her some sort of feedback, but you can still talk to her about something that's going on with you? What I might suggest is, number one, do you have an opportunity to just either pull her aside nonchalantly or ask her, hey, can we grab some coffee at some point? Or hey, when we're on our break, can I have a chat real fast? Just wanted to run something by you. Is there an opportunity to do something like that?
Yes, we kind of take our lunch breaks around the same time, I've noticed.
Okay. And so when you take lunch breaks, you go off separately, get your own lunches, right?
Yes.
Any chance you could see if you could grab lunch with her one of these days?
Yes, I could do that.
Okay. It's always a little bit nice to get out of the normal routine. It helps level people out to feel like they're both human rather than boss and, you know, employee or something. So if you do have a chance to say, hey, any interest in grabbing lunch on Thursday? Just wanted to chat about a few things at work and see what you're, I want to get your opinion on a few things. Can you start there?
Yeah, I can start there. I'm a little nervous to do it, but yeah, I guess I can try to do that.
Okay. What I would say is maybe as a starting point, instead of even bringing up the thing that you're going to, that's bothering you, because you don't want to put her right on the defensive, maybe have a few things in mind. You could write these down ahead of time, and things that you want her help with or support with or her advice or opinion on. So you give her some validation. You make her know that you kind of look up to her, you respect her, and you can bring those up in during the lunch. And so you build some rapport, because it sounds like your relationship right now, you don't have a ton of rapport with her. And so it's hard to bring things up and you feel like she might retaliate. I would say the first step is, let's see if we can build some rapport first. And so if you asked her to lunch and during that lunch, you had a few items that you just wanted to get her insight on, her advice on, and she could feel like she's giving you guidance and that kind of thing, I think that would be a good place to start and build rapport. Then from there, you can kind of naturally feel out like, what's the right way, you know, or right time even to talk to her about something that's bothering you. Does that sound like an okay plan? So you're not
yeah,
have to bring
that
up.
Sounds okay.
Okay, good. Because the first kind of meeting is just friendly. It's just showing her respect, just validating her position and letting her know that you want some advice or support from her. And then when you build some rapport out, you can kind of bring something up that bothers her. Now, what I would say is during that meeting, if feel like it's going good, you feel like she's giving you some advice on some stuff that you've come to her with, and you have a good little rapport going on with her, at some point during sort of maybe the middle or the end of the lunch, you could ask her, hey, when something bothers me at work, is it okay for me to bring that to you? And if so, like, what's the right way to do that? Should I do it at work? Should I do it after work? Do you want me to take, you know, should we get lunch again? Like, what's the right way to do that? You know, and so you're just sort of setting it up a little bit to understand, how does she prefer to be approached when things bother you? So if you could get that information, and then you can use that in the future with, let's say this happens again, I would say, and maybe instead of like focusing on the past, if it happens again, then right away you could bring it up. So it's super timely. It's like, hey, today this happened or yesterday this happened, and I just wanted to bring this up with you. And I remember you telling me that if I do have something that bothers me, that I could bring it to you and that I should ask you in this way. And so I just wanted to bring this up. That way you have a little bit of a plan the next time it happens. Does that sound like a feasible route here?
I think so. And I think it's a very calm approach as well. I didn't think about that at first.
Okay. So let's break it down one more time. So step one is ask her to lunch, build rapport, ask her for some advice on things, make her feel that you respect her opinion, et cetera. So that's number one. Number two, at some point during that lunch, ask her for her preference and how to approach her with things that bother you in the future, just so you know, and she can give you that advice. And then number three, the next time something happens that bothers you, including her taking credit for something, be very, very timely about it and approach her in the way that she suggested during that lunch. Okay?
Okay.
How's that three-step process sound?
I think that sounds very good. It's something that I feel confident in. I'm going to take notes and see, you know, if I can approach her to the best of my ability in a calm manner. And I think that this would probably work out, since I've never really had a really good rapport with her and never really spoke with her a lot. So yeah, I think this is good.
Get to know her as a person. Let her get to know you as a person. That way there's maybe some trust built there in a relationship. So let's see how this works. Whether it works or not, would love to hear back from you. If it doesn't, or if it does well and you want like advice on the next step, please, you know, give us a call back and we'll go over the next steps and see if we can help you further. Okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Jen. Appreciate it. Hey, thanks for tuning into the Peace Building with Dr. Pollock show. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel for more workplace conflict advice. Share on social media if you think your friends and colleagues would benefit from this episode. And if you have a workplace conflict and want to be a caller on our show for free coaching and advice, please email podcast@pollockpeacebuilding.com. Thanks.